twisting today with Jeff Hickman, the OWGA Executive Director. I know this is a very important meeting because we've got some very important election updates.
No, we do. The runoff elections are over now, so the ballots are all set for November, with the exception of knowing whether the recreational marijuana vote is going to be on the November ballot or not. But as far as the candidates go, those are all set, and so we know who the nominees will be, and we're obviously talking to those nominees and have been for several months about agriculture, and particularly the wheat growers have been talking about policies related to those. The National Wheat Growers and the Oklahoma Wheat Growers both work hand in hand. Our members, an Oklahoma Wheat Grower member is automatically a member of the National Wheat Growers. It's only $50 to join, but you automatically get that membership in the National Wheat Growers, which was so important. The National Wheat Growers Association worked with Congressman Lucas to get wheat added into the CFAP payments this past year. Wheat wasn't included in the first round, and had it not been for the National Association of Wheat Growers, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association, and Congressman Lucas, that wouldn't have happened. And so that's just a small example of, for only a $50 investment, the results that producers got, thousands of dollars in payments through CFAP. So we'll be talking to nominees both at the state and federal level, because that's just one example of policies where the rubber really meets the road for wheat producers, for farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma on farm policy. And next year's farm bill year, we expect a new farm bill to be written. Congressman Lucas, when he left the Ag Committee to chair the Science and Technology Committee, which is very important for Oklahoma, and it looks like Republicans will have the majority back in the U.S. House, and so Congressman Lucas will be the Science and Technology Chairman again. But when he left the Ag Committee, he made a deal with leadership, signed, sealed, and delivered, that when the time came, he would return to the Ag Committee as the senior member, particularly when it came time to write a new farm bill. And he's been involved with every farm bill since he got there in the mid-90s. And so it's very important. G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania will be the new House Ag Chairman if Republicans have the majority, who learned under Frank Lucas, is one of his best friends. I was just in Washington recently with the National Grain and Feed Association. Congressman Lucas introduced me to Chairman Thompson. Congressman Lucas will walk back into the Ag Committee and sit down right next to the chairman of the Ag Committee, which is why it's so important that he is reelected and sent back to Washington. And whether you like it or not, the founding fathers gave us a system based on seniority at the federal level. We have term limits in Oklahoma, but at the federal level, seniority matters. And Congressman Lucas will be one of the top five Republicans in terms of the years he's been in Washington, and in the top 20 of all members of the House. And that matters, because it is a seniority-based system. And so he'll walk into some members who have been on the Ag Committee the last few years are going to wonder, what's this guy doing walking in sitting next to the chairman? And it's because he had enough foresight to say, there's a time I'm going to need to be back here for Oklahoma producers. It's when the next farm bill is written. I want to retain my seniority. And so that was very important as well.
Well, and also, you bring up a good point about, there's a lot of people that claim to be, rural, but they're really not, and they end up in Washington, and they don't really know the needs of wheat growers or ag producers.
No, it's so important that we have people that have those connections. When I was in Washington and visiting with Representative Thompson from Pennsylvania, he talked about needing to change the narrative and not talk about rural America. Mm-hmm. But talk about essential America, because rural America is essential America. You're involved in agriculture if you eat, as we say, and as we've seen through this pandemic and others, it's so important that we have a reliable food supply. And so rural America is essential America, and we need to really change that narrative to talk about essential America. And so it's important that we have people that not only are from essential America or rural America, but we have people that understand agriculture and have roots in that area. Todd Russ, a great example. Who was the Republican nominee for state treasurer in the runoff this last week. He's a member of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association. He is a farmer, rancher, and banker from southwest Oklahoma, but he's someone that's typically at the Oklahoma Wheat Growers meeting as a producer, learning more because he's in agriculture. Josh Burkeen, who will be the nominee to replace Mark Wayne Mullen for Congress, former state FFA president, has roots in agriculture as well. So it's important, and that's why it's important that Frank Lucas is there, but it's important to not only have rural folks serving in those roles, but people that really have an understanding and a connection with agriculture. And so I'm excited that we have some people that will be in these state and federal roles that aren't just representing rural Oklahoma, but are representing agriculture because they live and breathe it every day.
Talk a little bit about, from a wheat grower's perspective, what would you like to see that you have to have in the farm bill?
Well, I think, you know, the safety net is really the importance of a farm bill. You know, the particulars is what is debated every year. Obviously, the school lunch programs, the food programs, other things have been added in to get, you know, urban support. And sometimes that gets, more challenging to get everybody on the same page with all the different parts of it. But at the end of the day, and I think Congressman Lucas always had a great strategy, and I assume Chairman Thompson will have a similar one, having learned under Congressman Lucas, which is to bring everybody together and talk about those big ticket items that are, you know, more important probably to the urban areas than the real farm issues. Because once you settle those members leave and you're left with the members from Essential America that are there to really develop the true farm policy. But the safety net being the biggest one, the insurance programs, you know, taking what has worked and not reinventing the wheel, reinforcing things, you know, whether it's drought relief, wildfire situations that we've been dealing with in Oklahoma, you know, making sure that we have those safety nets. Because at the end of the day, that's really what the farm bill is about. It's a safety net for producers when something they can't control, which is both weather and prices, sure. When something happens, that they're able to make sure they're in a position to continue to feed the world the following year.
And we're living that right now with the drought. Yeah.
No, absolutely. It's very challenging across Oklahoma. Fortunately, kind of the southern half of the state received some significant rain this last week. We're still very dry in the northern half and the panhandle. So desperately need some rain, both from the wildfire situation, but also to get fields ready for planting, fall planting. We're just a few weeks away from that typically starting here in Oklahoma. And we really need moisture. But you know what's scary is last fall, we had probably had more moisture than we've ever had in large parts of the state. And then it never rained again, or it didn't rain again until wheat harvest time, as it always does. And so we really need rain, but it also is just a point of how quickly it can shut off. At some point, we're going to have to have some conversations, some big idea conversations about water and how we move it around the state. You know, over the years that I was in the legislature and serving as Speaker of the House, there were conversations about selling water to Texas, and that's always controversial. And you turn the tap on, can you turn it off, sure, with renewable permits and other things? They're complicated issues. But set that aside, we really need to have some big conversations about a big idea to move water within Oklahoma, not selling it, not moving it out of state, but just moving it around the state of Oklahoma to places where we have water, from places where we have water to places where we need water. And some of that may even involve, there's some test wells in Kansas where they're injecting water to recharge aquifers. That may be something that we need to talk about doing, is can we move excess water from the almost 2 billion gallons that go over the dam at Grand Lake that go onto the Gulf? Could that water be moved out to western Oklahoma, the Panhandle, to recharge the aquifers, yeah, and then serve that purpose? So at some point, we really need to have some conversations about some big ideas about moving water around in Oklahoma that would really impact agriculture and what we can grow, and maybe things we've never even thought about that we'd be able to do if we can do that as a state.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for visiting with us.
No, thanks for being here, Casey. Good to see you.